Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
And we're here. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. This is Andrew Fetter, and once again, I want to thank everybody for listening in. This is, of course, When Pigs Fly, because BS doesn't. Probably everybody out here in the States, especially after Thanksgiving, is all probably feeling all overwhelmed after all that food. Seems that's what everybody focuses on during Thanksgiving. You know, it's really cool to, it's good gathering, interesting holiday. But many of us, let me put it this way, think of Thanksgiving in terms of eating a whole, you know, a whole bunch of food like turkey and stuffing and all that good stuff. My favorite, of course, is actually pumpkin pie besides that, even as a kid. But what is the holiday really about? You know, many of us look upon the narrative where, you know, pilgrims were supposedly were helped, which they were. They were helped by the Native Americans. They were, they didn't even know how to grow corn and basically take care of themselves. So the Native Americans helped them show how to, what they can harvest and hunt and basically more or less create grain for themselves, especially corn and such and pumpkin and what native things could be grown. As year end, when they had harvest, of course, they had the celebration, and so they had the grand meal together, which became the understanding of what Thanksgiving was, which is all what we know about. Of course, there was always the what happened after the meal, which was not really right after. People know the real story is actually the pilgrims ended up killing the Native Americans, but that was actually many, many years afterwards. It wasn't like right after the meal they went and did that. That's actually fallacy. And of course, we all know the history of that. It was basically out of greed and conquer, and ultimately to the demise of the Native Americans. As we all know how that happened and what happened afterward. But this isn't what we're talking about, what Thanksgiving really is or should be. And most people think of, like I said, about, you know, it's about the pilgrims and the Native Americans or just eating a bunch of turkey. And I would say it is really cool how people get together with their family and friends and enjoy each other's companies. I mean, that's really, really profoundly important. You know, it's a way of connecting, bonding with each other, showing love and everything. And it's just, you know, what else can you say? It is a very important thing. But there's one thing that seems to be missing in Thanksgiving. And even it's failed in the words, and it's sort of ironic. I know people say it, but they don't. It should be Thanksgiving or thankful, not just that day, but utilizing under that understanding, being thankful consistently. And that is Thanksgiving. It should be thankful. You should be thankful. That's the underlying element of Thanksgiving. There's a Kabbalistical book called the Book of Raziel, and in the Raziel, it is said that there are three principles of the way of the righteous, and often is often referred to as the way of Daniel, and they are love, petition, and reverence. And love, what I'm referring to is, of course, unconditional love. And petition, I'm talking about initiative, a deed, like a prayer or action or thought. And in reverence, I'm referring to what is referred to as being thankful or having grace. In Hebrew, it's called the rachamim, which is appreciation. So these are the three principles and being person of righteousness. So it's what we would strive for. So think about it. Besides, of course, the main focus, and this is basically heading toward the light, is love. That's the obvious. But out of love, there's elements of love, and they're all triangulate, by the acting upon and reciprocating. You often hear about, even in a relationship, there's no giving. There are always somebody's taking and never giving. And this also refers to in petition, where people are always giving and nothing's being received, or vice versa. So that's talking about the petition part. It also has the element of every element that we deal with, how whatever initiative we do, petition is acting upon. And love, of course, is being conditionally feeling that the unconditional love that we have, which is, again, unconditional. There's no such thing as conditional love. In fact, love is, there's no thing, again, as conditional love. That's an illusion. But reverence. Reverence is what I'm going to talk about. And reverence is being thankful. And reverence is such an important factor in our experience, in these embodiments, in our lives, in our experiences. I mean, it is so imperative. I don't know how to underline it. In every element, any experience, no matter how trying even the event is, I'm telling you, no matter how trying it is, like in these times where economically you might feel yourself, it's worse. You may have lost your home, your job, not knowing which way to turn. You may be even homeless. Or know people of the same situation. You may know people who are in political and religiously been confined. They can be like whatever countries or whatever they are. At their worst. At their worst experience even today. Governments may be killing your family and kids or imprisoning for speaking out. No matter what situation out of these experiences, again, no matter how it is viewed upon out of the suffering as being its worst situation or even the most trying, be thankful. I'll go into the opposite, most obvious, but be thankful for these elements even at its worst, because these are the times where people are more striving, more uncertain, and more feeling a regret, feeling upset. At these worst times, should be thankful. You chose them too. But I want to get into that till later. But you have to be thankful because they're your experiences. Thankful why? Because not only are they your experiences, they're the things, elements that are even worse. There's always somebody in a trying circumstances. There's always something in a more suffering in perspective way. Because all situations, because suffering is a perspective, is more trying to somebody else. So we should be thankful that we have where we're at. Not that we don't strive for better, but be thankful that where we're at. And thankful for that trying experience, because that is the experience is how we learn to gain and heal from and learn from. But we also, besides the harsh elements, as we experience in life, I often find people take for granted and have little appreciation for the little things and being thankful for the little things. Of course, the big things, too. We often look at the negative things thinking it is bad. I mean, your economic situation might be the worst of worst. So let me ask you this. Do you have a roof over your head? Clothes on your back? Food in your belly? Do you? Then you should be thankful that you have at least clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and food in your belly. Do you have two eyes that you can see? You're not blind. See the colors. You see the world about you. Should be thankful. You have fingers and hands. You have two hands that can grasp things. Fingers that can touch things. You can feel things with your hands. You can move your hands around. Pick up things. Open a door. You have two things. Ten fingers at work. Be thankful. You have two legs that allow you to walk. Can you imagine not being able to go from one place to another? Immobilized. And even if you're immobilized, you have arms. You have eyesight. There's always something less fortunate. You have two ears to hear. Hear somebody speaking, hear music in the air. Hear laughter, hear crying, hear suffering, hear happiness. You have ears that can hear a little bird maybe chippering, raindrops dropping, ocean splashing, even a bus going by. You have ears that can hear. You have the opportunity to hear. Be thankful. Be thankful for what the experiences you have with the very elements that you have to perceive things in this physical world, let alone the spiritual world. There's always someone who is less fortunate than you. There was a holy sage who once said, the reason that there are less fortunate about us is to remind us how fortunate we truly are. When we see a blind man walk across the road, it gives us the opportunity to appreciate that we have vision. When we see a disabled person who can't unfortunately walk with his two legs or her legs across the street, it gives us the opportunity to give thanks that we are able to walk. This is what we need to be thankful for. The very limited things that we see that we have at our moment's experience, we should be thankful. We can take things for granted. Always want more, 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 never satisfied. When the universe never provides that unless you are totally, what? Showing gratitude. And then when we have it, for that brief time, we may have a bunch of abundance, and sometimes that comes, and I'm talking about the ability, which I'll get into, the ability to do what we need to do. Some people think of it as money, but it really isn't. But let's say it's wealth. Money comes and goes. Substances can come and go. This is like what happens when we experience what we're happening now. You know, I'm going to get into the element of economics and maybe, you know, certain things are manipulated and all that stuff that's going around the world and, you know, people are losing and I don't want to get into that aspect. But if you look at the overall, it gives us appreciation for what we do have. I often find that people living in many countries don't appreciate for what they do have. Particularly, for example, in the United States. As much as negative people say things about the United States, why are people rushing to come here and live here? From other countries. For its wealth, its freedom. And there's many people, expatriates, who don't like it and live other places, and that's understood too as well. But there are things to be thankful for while you're experiencing within that place you're living at. Like those who live in the U.S., you take for granted of the many freedoms that you do have. Right now, I have the freedom to hear now next door to me, as you're hearing right now, all the ruckus in the street. My purpose left this open so you hear all the noise. So you hear all the things in the city, because I live right in the city, or here in the city. Because you have to appreciate everything about you, even if it's worse. Appreciate even the limited things that you do have. The ability to stand up and voice your opinion. Some people, we have limits, will be limited to that. If you even in some countries, if you said anything negative about the country, you'd be shot and killed. Look at what if you were to speak out as freely as some do in the United States, and look what happens in places such as in Syria about their government. Look how you can actually perform whatever religious things you wish to do, be whatever religion you are, and see, try doing that in another country freely. Try to freely be a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist or a Baha'i or a Hindu, and they say Iran. Even Saudi Arabia, which is illegal for both those countries. Try being that a Christian in Egypt right now. Or in Gaza. This is what we need to learn to appreciate. And those who live in those countries need to appreciate for just the other things they do have. I'm not saying to strive for freedom. They definitely do. But need to be thankful for everything. So we must give thanks to many things and appreciate where we are, for we have chosen those experiences. We have to give thanks to the many things. We must thank God in whatever expression you view God as, whether it be God, Allah, Tao, or so on, or in the universe. So first, again, I want to thank you for listening to my show. And I thank BBS Radio for, of course, having me on this show. I think I've been on this show for how many years now? It's been almost 5 years now. And I want to thank God and the universe for my past, my present, and future experiences. I want to thank God and the universe for my past, present, and future encounters with the many souls within this lifetime, past lifetimes, and future lifetimes. I want to thank God and the universe for my health, my ability to think, to question, to reason, to understand, to think, even for my soul to be at the moment and feeling on every element. I want to thank God of the universe for the experience of all emotional aspects, whether it be love or hurt. Or pain. For out of these I experience. So I thank God in the universe for these experiences. I thank God in the universe for the very air the very air I breathe, the very colors I see, the very things I touch, the very things I hear. I thank God and the universe for each soul that I've gone and experienced through. I thank God and the universe for all my past, present, future lessons and teachers, be they people that I've encountered. And I thank those who, out of these encounters, I may have felt suffered and felt wronged, maybe frauded upon, because out of these experiences, I am where I'm at. By thanking God in the universe, you are validating even yourself to the universe. So again, I thank God in the universe for all my past, present, and future lessons and teachers. Your best teacher has been those who you thought your enemy, as they say. For out of the shadow, you learn your lesson. It is an element, they say, out of why we have light and there is dark in this area called Asiyah and Kabbalah and Yetzirah. Because if we did not know what light, if everything was light, we never would know what to choose. By learning to choose, we've given ourselves the opportunity to experience and understand what is dark and what is light. And out of that darkness, we learn to grow and heal. If we are just experiencing nothing of light, then we would never grow. And of course, our frequency, our energy is not at that level, but we can just stabilize ourselves in the infinite light. That is called being in totally within the enlightened atmosphere. That is why we experience. And that is why we need to be thankful for this opportunity to experience so that we can move forward and head closer and striving further and further up the realm toward not a destination by direction, which is called light. You have to be thankful for this opportunity, joy, as well as experience. We have to be thankful for the experience of the hardships as well. For like I said, how would we know what would be bad to good if we did not know that there was two? As they say, evil defines good and good defines evil. So does dark. And what is light? They define each other. So with these, I was given, and I thank the universe for giving me the opportunity to grow and to heal. Same for yourselves. It is out of grace, thankfulness that we appreciate. We learn to assume and take things for granted. We take for granted for the things we do have. I often see people I'm counseling consistently. They'll like, oh, my life, I lost him. I'm not going to get him. My life is ruined. Are you friggin' serious? I hear so much stuff, it's unreal. When I see, I've seen so many hardships and so many things, I often look at some people who haven't made, might be living in such a beautiful place. They could be living in Brentwood or Beverly Hills. And then they want to kill themselves or get drunk or become suicidal and medicate. I see people who have two eyes and two ears and two nose, and they have nose and they can walk and do all these things. And because they're so depressed about things around them, life, oh, the hardships, oh, the government, oh, everybody, oh, it's so evil, all the stuff that's so negative and blah, 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 blah. So, their excuse, they might medicate, use drugs, smoke pot, drink. Well, that's the only way I can get through. Is that validation? Is that being thankful? I met the other day this girl who actually I was doing a reading for. Actually, it was day before yesterday. Really young, beautiful girl who I saw in my own eyes, and I'm bringing this into this thing now, I even think about it. Who it hit me that I saw in her opportunity for her to probably be, first of all, a magnificent actress and doing her art. She is highly gifted. And yet, I often find that people don't appreciate for what they are. And she just started coming into her element. And as she was coming into her element, she happened to be in a relationship of a guy who was basically just taking advantage of her, you know, made her like that was her, I'll just say how it is, how I said. She asked me what I thought, and I told her, you're a fuck trophy. Here's a hot little girl that I have. And she's moving up, and he really isn't, as far as in career element. And she had said to me, and I knew she was really amazingly quick thinking. Her mind was moving a mile a minute. I mean, it was hard for me even to keep up. I'm just telling you. And she was highly evolved and didn't know how to deal with it. I could see it. And she had taken ecstasy numerous times, but I felt it still within her blood, even as I was sitting there. That's why it was hard for me. I could tell it was still within her. And it had affected her. And I feel she was doing this because of that element of medicating over her situation. Thinking that she needed to do this to whatever, or medicate to feel good. When I told her she didn't need to do it and I was making her best, she was really surprised. And then she realized the validation of being able to move on from doing that. She also realized where she really was and where her real life could be. So it was like out of her appreciation and thankfulness that she had these opportunities, she realized. It's like another person I had given the same situation or reading too. I was giving a little bit of counseling. It's sort of interesting that I do these counseling things. Sometimes I wonder if I should continue, but sometimes I see how it reflects how things are in reality from a micro level to a macro level. I had this lady who was all worried about losing her job. I kept telling you, no, you're not losing your job, but don't act like it. And she was never satisfied, which she does have. Kept on saying, oh, her life is messed up, da-da-da-da-da, she doesn't have this, she doesn't have that. I'm like looking her straight in the head, and I got, go look at people living in Somalia. See, that's what I mean. People aren't thankful for what they have. So they don't understand why things are taken away from them. I mean, I've had things taken away from me in the material situation, up and down. It just makes you pause and wonder. And sometimes there's, yeah, I may have made a mistake and I learned from that. I don't have regrets for it because regretting is a waste of energy. But I do thank for the experience because now I know there's other grander reasons. Sometimes we don't see the bigger picture. Sometimes you may think something's negative, turns into the positive. Or there's a greater understanding out of it. Or that thing that you went through help somebody else learn from it. So there's a bigger picture that's greater than you realize sometimes. So that's why it's always really, really, really important to show thankfulness, because this shows the validation of who you are. It's validating you as a person, not just the universe. It's validating your soul. Out of grace, out of thankfulness, we appreciate. We learn not to assume or take for granted situations. This is giving us a validation. This opportunity is our validation. This opportunity of being thankful in itself is also something to be thankful. So in other words, the opportunity to even be thankful in itself is something to be thankful for. We need to always thank our parents, even if it was the most hardship parents you can imagine. You chose the parents. That's right. When you came into your embodiments, you chose your parents. You wouldn't exist in these bodies if it wasn't for your parents. So you should be thankful. You would be breathing the air that you are, seeing with the eyes that you see, or hearing without your parents. So be thankful. Out of their chemistry created you, or created the embodiment, the physical body that you could be in. You may not appreciate the things, the little things that were said, even as bad as they are or negative, you can learn from them. Maybe your parents were so backward. That's fine. Or maybe they're hard. That's fine. Be thankful. You may have the worst relationship with your parents. The same course goes with your siblings, your brothers and sisters. You need to appreciate, as bad as they are, be thankful for having the experience with them. I'm not going to get into the understanding of setting your boundaries between them. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just being thankful for having the opportunity of experience that experience. Because out of that experience validated who you are right this second. It is the very experience that you've had met up till now. This very instant, this very millisecond, every second is a validation of who you are. We need to also think for those who have fed us. We need to thank those who put clothes on our backs, roofs over our heads, whatever form they may have done, they did it. They are paid for, grew it, did it. See how we're all connected. We need to be thankful for the humanity that we are. Thankful for the elements that we do have. And where we are today. We have roofs over our heads. We don't live in caves. We have clothes on our back, not skins. We have food that we can grow off the ground. We don't scavenge and gather and look for. We have the opportunity to have foods cooked for us in the most tasty manner, with spices and salts and things and sweets. We fatten ourselves up during Thanksgiving. Some people are so overly thankful they forget even to thank those, you know, around them. We just put that on their plate. Who cooked for them? Or if they cook for themselves, we thank yourself. Thanking, there's a thing that Native Americans, when they used to do, say when they, or even amongst Jews, they'd say, they do a prayer thanking the animal or God for giving their life. If you eat flesh, if you eat like an animal, like a cow or whatever, You should be thankful to that animal for giving it, sacrificing its life so that you could eat. This is an interesting element that the Native Americans have always done. They used to hunt the animal, and after they look up the animal, they thank the animal. Think about that. Be thankful for the opportunity to even exist in this universe, in this world, as a soul within this infinite universe. It is being thankful just simply validates. It validates who we are. It validates what the experience and what the universe provides for us. It is a validation of what the universe recognizes. You know, one element we always hear when principle, people understand that for every action, there is a reaction. Thus, if one doesn't show reverence or being thankful or show gratitude, then what happens? The universe goes, let's see here. Didn't really appreciate it, so, you know, maybe I can wait. Ever thought of that? A lot of people have had a lot of money or wealth. It happens to them a lot. And people who are even not so wealthy, who become wealthy, they forget how they were not so wealthy. They forget those that are now poor. You know why they say there are some reasons? Another thing I remember reading, that's another thing of a sage. Why there are poor people and a disadvantage? For those who are fortunate, they appreciate and help them. There's a thing, back in the days, I remember reading, you can look at this biblically. It says in the Bible, they used to say they're supposed to cut off the corners of the fields and take the corners of the fields of its food and grain and feed that to the poor and hungry, or the poor. Yet we don't do that. We make a big deal. I mean, it's sort of funny, you'll find amongst the Western religions, I'm just talking the West, because this is actually found in the Bible. So whether it's Jews, Christians, or Muslims, how they don't do that. And they make a big deal about helping somebody who is less fortunate. You know, it's amazing that if things were followed under true dogma, whether it's in Taoism or within the biblical understandings of certain things, we wouldn't need to have an occupy situation, do we? Don't need to occupy. But we're talking about now being thankful. Aren't we? Now, like I said, for every action, there is a reaction. Thus, if one doesn't show reverence, which is being thankful, then what's this kind of gratitude is being demonstrated? You know, this happens all about us. When I talk about when abundance is removed and or correctly hindered, like I just mentioned, but people think of abundance as some sort of money or wealth, and it isn't. It is, as Bashar said, it is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. I'm going to repeat it. Everybody listen real closely. Abundance. It is the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Did I ever mention money? wealth? No. Because money or wealth is an abundance. So, just appreciate the ability to do what you need to do when you need to do it. Get it? Appreciate it. Say thankful for it. Money is just the element of abundance. Give me the ability to do what you need to do, like feed yourself. Give me the ability to put clothes on your arm. Give me the ability to take a trip, to experience, to do whatever. It just, it's not, it's a vehicle. We could get it a different source, different ways. Nothing's limited. I remember somebody said, humanity are the masters of limitation. I think that's so. We always try to limit ourselves, and what limitations are actually an illusion. Is the universe limited? In reality, is it? In our perspectives, we may assume it is, but in reality, it is not limited. Is actually perfect, is moving around in a certain things are happening in a logical instance, but those movements are not what they call limited situations, because there are what they call multiple dimensions, multiple aspects, infinitely causing different effects upon different situations. So there is actually no limitations in the universe. So, again, back to what I had said earlier. For every action, there is a reaction. Thus, if one doesn't show reverence, being thankful, which shows gratitude, then what happens? The universe says, okay, well, maybe you didn't appreciate or want it. This is where the aspect and so much in our karma comes into being. We create our new karma by not showing thanks. If we don't show thanks, then we've created new karma. If we don't appreciate, you just created new karma. Yeah, that's right. If you aren't thankful and don't show reverence, you have just created new karma. As much as you think you're cleaning up, you just threw a whole bunch more. I could go on and on in my show what I can be thankful for, but what would be the point? Because that's not the point. I don't want to bore you going, hey, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for this, I'm thankful for this. I just simply put the point that in every moment, there is a moment to be thankful. So when you drink water, oh, wow, thank God that water is great. Or you put your clothes, think about it. You don't have to go, oh, I'm not saying that. Just in that element, that's being in the moment, being thankful. It's like stepping back for a second. The one reason they said that the Sabbath was created was because, you think about it, people were working 6 days a week, all their day, hard and hard, and the seventh day was a day of rest, and the day of rest, three is being thankful. What are the most of the, all the prayers are in both Judaic Christian is being thankful, or even in Muslim, being thankful to God, thankful, thankful, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because that is one of the most important elements of the righteous. There's petition, reverence, which I'm discussing now, and of course, love. People, I will say this and I will reiterate, if you look in the entire Bible, including the New Testament, I would ask people, who do you think is the most righteous person in the entire Bible? Most would quickly go, oh, it was Jesus. He was the most. Is he? What was the worst thing that Jesus did on the cross? Oh Lord, why hath you forsaken me? Remember those words? Oh Lord God, why hath you forsaken me? Instead of being thankful, It was the opposite. He didn't thank God. He like, what the fuck did you do to me? That's not being righteous. The most righteous person in the entire Bible is Daniel. Read it for yourself. And I'm not including anything. That's why it's called the Way of Daniel. And still is. I'm talking from the Judaic Christian now. Because Buddha was one who was very much a righteous. As Lao Tzu. And many others. But read the Daniel. That is the most enlightened. That is being righteous. Thankful. Appreciation. By the way, that's why Daniel was never could not be killed even by animals or anybody, because he was so full of love. Even his hated person could not kill him. God, I just had a shot of energy just thinking of that now, about having that moment. Wow. Must be those times of years. I think we're heading into those areas. Anyway, like I said, I can go on and on about my show, about what I'm thankful for. And I'm definitely in every element I look about me, and you can look about yourselves and be very thankful. And again, no matter how bad they are, there's always something, or perhaps worse. So I say, be thankful. The karma is yours, yours only. Anyway, so be thankful. You have the opportunity to clean it up. We are here to what? To experience. We have this opportunity to do a lot of things in this time. And that's what we have to be thankful for. Like I said, people take things too much for granted. You know, if you're ever pushed out into a place that you're used to not allowed to be in, or you weren't in, or whatever, perhaps it was because you never appreciated it. There's many reasons behind the situations where you're at, depending on what they are. You know in your own heart what they are, if you truly delve into it. And that lesson, that learning, understanding, or perhaps you haven't learned yet, that element you need to be thankful for. And those who have so much abundant material wealth, the ability today to help the less fortunate, the ones out there who have billions upon billions upon billions, who don't even have to think for a second how to feed themselves, who sit with so much obesity and fat, who scourge upon from their plates and threw half of it away. Look at those people, even within your own countries, even within the United States, who have less. Who are you to say those people should not have food? Those people should not have the opportunity to grow. Who are you to say those people cannot have the simple right of health? I'm not saying those people are to be lazy and say, oh, we don't have to sit on our rear ends. But it does not make you any more lazier to help. How many billions of billions do you really need more? How much millions more do you really need? How many more houses does one really need? Is that being thankful? How many more cars do you really need?
how many things do you really need? And I'm pointing to people who are of celebrity, who maybe aren't listening to the show or maybe hear it later on. Those who have so much. Who have the fortunate to be on screen, who have the fortunate to be listened in on record. And more so, not just the celebrities, very much so those who are behind them. The ones who produce, distribute, stand behind the scenes, and even more so, those who stand behind the original loaners, the banks that loan the monies, who create the fallacy of a currency. Those who are the Windsors, those who are the Rockefellers, those who are the Morgans, those who are the Bowers, who are now known as the Rothschilds. Those people, these souls, you weren't born, you were not necessarily of a Rockefeller in a past life. You, today, have been born into an opportunity to change things. The change from the opportunity of being the manipulation and things that were past, and showing grace and thankful for where you are at, that you have now the opportunity to help the less fortunate. And there is this thing that they say, the world revolves on three things, and humanity will survive on three elements. The three elements that one, the humanity will survive upon, is love, unconditional for each other, which is literally the connection of everyone. The second one is law, order, morality. And we're talking about the morals of stealing, murder, basically what people know as maybe the Ten Commandments to some extent. Basic concepts, basic morality. But the third is staka, sometimes referred to as charity. And meaning charity is charity to give at a time to the less fortunate, which is interesting because right after Thanksgiving comes Christmas, which people are usually supposed to be giving, got it, Thanksgiving. So they give to the less fortunate. But it shouldn't be a time of only one period. This should be all the time. And right now, the time of giving and being thankful are the ones who have it. The ones who are the haves, the ones who are the 1% on top. Because you're the ones, by doing this, you'll be showing your gratitude. You'll be showing your thankfulness. This is how thankfulness, and by the way, petition, reverts back to reverence. You can show, when you do reverence by being thankful, you're actually also generating a petition by doing this. And by doing the petition of actually helping or doing that, initiating the reverence or thankfulness, you're showing the love, the unconditional love. And all these three elements that I had mentioned, love, petition, reverence, all included within themselves, connect to each other. They're like water of different elements that color each other. But they are one, nothing but water. So, what are we here to do? What? To experience, to gain understanding, to gain wisdom, love, and heal. So, that's what we're here to. And we are here to heal. And by walking through our healing and through our karma, we are thankful for all the experience of them. So we are thankful to experience, thankful to gain understanding, and thankful for the wisdom, the opportunity to gain this wisdom. We are thankful to love, and thankful to experience love, and thankful to love unconditionally. Thankful to connect to all souls and elements within our universe. Thankful for the opportunity to heal, and thankful for the opportunity and chance to clear our karma. And with all my heart, I'm truly thankful for the experiences that God and the universe have blessed me with, all in my past, present, and future. And with that, thank you, love to you all, God bless you, and thank you. With my words, we are all one, one universe, one consciousness, all connected to each other, connected to God and the universe. God bless you all, and have a glorious weekend. And again, thank you for listening. God bless you, and thank you very much.